How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic.
There are no major incidents, but be aware of construction on Kellogg in both directions between K96 and the Butler County line. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather.
From Storm Team 12's, a warm, muggy, and breezy morning with wake-up temperatures in the 60s, but later today, high of 82 with those partly cloudy skies, windy conditions from the south, but we have to be on guard for those strong to severe thunderstorms developing. After 1 o'clock, storms could produce large hail, damaging winds, and very heavy rain, especially right around the 4 o'clock hour. Storms should continue to push off to the east of the turnpike as we get a little bit beyond 7 o'clock, so most of your late evening plans should be okay, but temperatures will be falling into the low 40s tonight, looking at much cooler temperatures as we head into the weekend, high of 63 for your Saturday, but eventually more the 70s heading into your Sunday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
This is an Odyssey Sports Minute.
Chiefs general manager Brett Veach said he's expecting a lot of trades next week during the NFL draft in round number 1. Man, I hope so. I love chaos, and I want as much chaos as we can possibly get. It feels like there is a lot of unknown after the number 1 overall pick, which means this could be a great year for some chaos. But at the same time, a GM publicly saying this means that we probably shouldn't be getting our hopes up, and it might be a boring round 1. I'm Dead Dan.
Whoa. 97.5 and 1240 KFH. It's time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
Welcome back in, everybody, to Sports Daily. Glad to have you here with us. Longhofer Lawn and Tree Care, celebrating 60 years in Wichita, providing expert lawn care for a healthy lawn, tree and shrub care, and bedweed control since 1966. Longhofer Lawn and Tree Care. We come back in. We'll take you through some of these quotes we were mentioning there from Brett Veach. Will Howard in the news yesterday has K-State fans riled up. The latest from the portal. And Jalen Thompson will join us on the show. A lot to get to. So you were talking some there, TJ, about Brett Veach. He had kind of an open media session a little bit. Surprised us yesterday. The one that you were talking about, he was asked about, I guess, the oddity of the non-top talent, and he does see a little bit of a gap, but he thinks that it's unique with this draft because running back is not there. And in there, he talks, I mean, he listed pretty specifically, TJ, the positions we've talked about: pass rusher, secondary, offensive line, wide receiver. It was interesting because he just was pretty straightforward in this conversation that he had. He talked about a big pocket at offensive line. He liked some of them and said there's a drop off. He got into some of the trade stuff that you mentioned, but that's, you know, that gets more philosophical. But it was interesting. He talked about running the ball this year, which we've talked about a million times, leaning into the offensive line. The rebuilding factor. It was a pretty honest conversation, and it re-emphasizes the things I guess we've sort of guessed at where they might be thinking, and he just didn't shy away from that. Edge rusher, offensive line, secondary, wide receiver. So that, I think everyone's kind of right about that. I don't think they're going to surprise us with, I don't know, a tight end or something that other people have talked about. I've never thought something like that made any sense at all. I'll bet you if you put somebody on a lie detector test, I'll bet you they would tell you pass rusher is what they're hoping for.
No.
So I would guess pass rusher is what you're hoping for. You maybe hope Tate falls down there. And I don't know how you power rank the other ones. That's going to just depend on their big board. He also, the other thing that he did mention, like, you can't get this pick wrong. Like, you have to just – he even said, I know it's a cliche, but you have to just take the best player. And I agree with that. I've said that from forever. Like, do not draft. This draft cannot be a position of need.
Yeah.
The Chiefs have done that. It never works where they've reached on a player because it's a position they need. So just take the best player. And if you need to trade or you need to do whatever, that's fine. But that's where a guy like Caleb Downs, I think, enters the conversation. If you're sitting there and your choices on your board are the guy who's been probably the best college football player over a period of time or Reuben Bain Jr., who maybe you don't love because his measurables aren't off the chart or whatever, like at that point, just take Caleb Downs and find a spot for him to play. Like, it'll be fine.
Caleb Downs is not going to be there at 9. They'd have to trade up to get Caleb Downs, I bet.
I don't know. I've seen lots of mocks with him at 9 because he's a safety. It's not a premium position.
It's true.
Safeties can fall.
I don't know. It's interesting. And you're right about, like, and you never want to put that much pressure on a pick, but, like, if you're the Chiefs who are staring at, you know, not the window, but, you know, the first pane of the window, like all these guys are about to retire that won all these Super Bowls, like Chris Jones and Travis Kelce, and, you know, they're going to lose, you know, Rashee Rice to the free agency probably, and, you know, a lot of things you can speculate. But my point is, in 3 years, the team is not going to look the same. And so the one of the players that you can expect to be on the team in 3 years is whoever you pick at this pick. And so you don't want to be the team in 3 years that, you know, you pull up the Wikipedia of the 2026 draft and you look at, like, who was the 10th pick, man? Like, oh my gosh, they got Jordan Tyson, the four-time All-Pro, and we got Reuben Bain. You know, like, you don't want that to happen. And Chiefs fans are so guilty of doing that every single, you know, it's the classic Bubba Starling. Like, the Royals took Bubba Starling. The next pick was Francisco Lindor, I think.
Don't do that in baseball. In football, though, it's fair. It's very fair. There's going to be drafts. Sit there and you look and you're like, the Chiefs took Felix Anudike Uzama, the Chiefs took Clyde Edwards-Helaire, the Chiefs took, you know, to some of the, I don't want to bring up the guys last year because the jury's still out right on those guys, but they've also taken Trent McDuffie and they've taken some really good players too. But it's usually when they get to a situation where it's like, oh man, they reached on that guy because they need the position. Whereas who are some best player available examples? McDuffie's one, I believe. Josh Simmons is for sure one.
Yeah.
So at that point, you just wait. On Caleb Downs, by the way, since the year 2000, only 8 safeties have been selected inside the top 10. So I do think Caleb Downs is a possibility. It's safeties aren't very expensive. Therefore, I think that's one reason they fall in the draft. I think for whatever reason, but we all know how important they've been over the years to a Chiefs defense. Safeties have been critical. Now they've got some guys there more so than they do at corner, but that's, I think he's the perfect example of what we're talking about. If you're sitting there and you're the Chiefs and you've got options, you've got, let's say it's Bain. Let's say it's Caleb Downs, and let's say it's Jordan Tyson, or Mansoor Delane hasn't gone yet. I think when you look at them, by the way, the mock I'm looking at, the new one on CBS Sports, is Caleb Downs to the Bengals at 10, and the Chiefs taking Reuben Bain. I think when you sit there and you look at that, Breland Speaks. Like, there's so many of these guys, like Bain, where it's like, man, doesn't totally fit the prototype, whatever. I think at that point with Downs, it's just like, man, this guy's awesome. Just take Downs or trade Downs and wait for what you feel like. I mean, he mentioned pockets and drafts, which I think is a tradey kind of term to use. Like, you can get into other pockets. I think they're gonna pick. I told you yesterday, my hope is they use 29 to move up and take Reese or Bailey if they could do it, if they could pull it off. But I'm not gonna be disappointed if it's Downs at all. I wouldn't be disappointed if it's Carnell Tate. I don't think he'll fall.
What if they love Caleb Downs, who what I saw was mocked to like 5? What if they use that to move up to 5?
No. No, take Caleb Downs?
Yeah.
No. Not for safety. It's got to be for one of those two edge rushers. Has to be. There's not another player. I don't
Carnell
think.
Tate? What if Carnell Tate?
You're giving up 29, and I can have Tyson at 9. I'd probably just take Tyson at 9. If they love Mekhi Lemon, trade down for that. I think the only two players. Make sure I'm not forgetting anybody. The only two players that I would be willing to trade 29 to move up and get are Reese and Bailey. That's it. I don't know. Admittedly, I don't have a strong take on Sonny Styles. But those are the only two players. And I can't imagine that. I mean, Caleb Downs is good, but you take Caleb Downs if you're stuck at 9. And he's there, and you're just like, he's too good to take somebody else over him. Like, we just can't do that. Just give Spags the weapon and let him figure it out. Otherwise, I don't think they're going to have to trade down. I don't think they'll have to trade down. I think they'll like, and I bet you they like 10 players. I bet you they like 10 players that they've identified and they're comfortable with taking it.
If I had to stab at realistic options at number 9, I think it'll go. Well, Carnell Tate, if he's there, I don't think he will be. So I don't think that's fair. I'll put, we'll go Reuben Bain, Jordan Tyson, and Mansoor Delane is the order. And I'm really starting to like Mansoor Delane more.
I would not be disappointed if he's the way they go. I try to be very honest with people. I'm not evaluating corners. It's easier to evaluate Caleb Downs because he's in on every play.
Yeah, like I'm not. I'm just saying the fact of, like, if you're taking a corner at 9, like, you know how good of a corner that is, that he's getting looked at to go number 9. Like, how high a corners usually go, they don't. And so that's what I'm saying. Like, for a team that just traded Trent McDuffie, if you take a corner that you think is good enough to go at pick 9, like, I'd be pretty happy with that.
For a team that has a history of evaluating corners really well.
Yeah, exactly.
If you, yes, it was
Spags. I wouldn't be shocked. I'd honestly, there's a world where I think that he could be above Jordan Tyson in their boards, or wide receiver blank on their boards.
Yeah, I think there's for sure a world where I don't think he's higher than Carnell Tate.
No.
But Tyson has an injury.
But Tyson, Lemon, yeah, whoever else is in that group.
The Chiefs also are not scared of an injury either. They got a long track record of not being worried about that, of not overreacting to injuries. So they may love Jordan Tyson because Tyson's awesome. He just has an injury. But think about all the players. I mean, just last year, Simmons. But you go back to they've taken guys with injury tags for a long time. For a long time. They're not scared of that. They're not scared of baggage. They're not scared. They'll just take players. But if they love, I mean, Trey Smith had a thing going on. Did Wanya Morris? I don't remember on Wanya Morris. There's another one I'm forgetting. There's at least three pretty high profile guys that fell because they were hurt that the Chiefs took advantage of. So if they love Jordan Tyson, they may just be sitting there like, just take this guy that we love at 9 because he's hurt. There are people that like him more than Carnell Tate. Quite a few people that like him more than Carnell Tate. It's just his injury thing. But watch him play football. He's as easy to evaluate as any player. You're like, oh, yeah, that guy just dominates every time he's out there. He's awesome. He's outstanding. He's like Ted McMillan to me. Like, you just watch him play and you're like, wow, that guy's the best player on the field. That's why I loved Tet McMillan, because every time I watched Arizona, it was like, there's nobody better than him. He's better than everybody right now. Tyson, maybe not quite that high for me, but he's pretty close. He was pretty dominant. I love Jordan Tyson.
Yep.
I would be totally fine with him at 9.
I tell people all the time, it's so funny to me. I covered the Arizona State K-State game in, what would that be, 2024? That would have been their first year, I think, in the conference, too. Maybe second year. They came to Manhattan. K-State was, like, just coming off of a skid or something, and I'm like, oh, they're playing Arizona State. This could be a good get-back game against a non-ranked top 25 team. They're going against this guy named Sam Levitt, Cam Scataboo, and Jordan Tyson. It's like, holy cow, that team was loaded.
That team was good. Where did Levitt end up? Quick aside.
He's at LSU.
Okay, that's a bummer. It's all there. I'm with you on Delane. If they evaluate him like that, and just with their history of doing it, it'd be fine. Like, fine. It's not a sexy pick. It's hard when you take a corner because you don't see them. Like, the really good ones are really good, and you never see them play because nobody ever attacks him. How long did it take Trent McDuffie to get his first interception?
Yeah, 2 years.
Right, because nobody threw at him. What was that old corner that bounced around a little bit his rookie year? He had like 5 picks.
Yeah.
I can't think of his name.
I know you're talking about.
But you went back and you would like go to people that watch the All 22s and they're like, that's because he's thrown at more than any player in football. Like he gets thrown at all the time. So yeah, he naturally has some. That's good stuff. Yeah. So if Delane's great, you're not going to see him and it won't, I think back. If the Chiefs had taken McDuffie at 9, obviously you'd be satisfied with that pick. But you think of McDuffie's greatness, and this is unfair to him probably, but nobody was ever putting him in the same breath as Chris Jones, even though they're both all pros, because when you watch the game, you see Chris Jones's impact on every single snap. That's, Reese Bailey, if you take one of those guys, it's easier to look at misgivings on the defensive line because when you watch a game, that's what you're watching. You don't see how good the corners are playing.
Yeah,
if you take Caleb Downs, you'll see it because he's a safety. He'll be in on like a linebacker on most plays. He'll be impactful. Great corners, they just don't get thrown at. So they just, you just don't get to see them as much. But that doesn't mean they're not great players and they're highly valuable. They're extremely well paid. So, yeah, if it's Delane and they take Delane over Bain or Tyson or anybody really, then you know that they really like him. And if they really like him, then, yeah, how are we not satisfied with that pick? It's a massive position of need. I'd be totally fine with Mansoor Delane there if they take him there. I won't tell you that I think he should be taken there because I have... How many snaps of Mansoor Delane football have you watched?
I haven't, but I asked Dylan Domain, who watched a lot of LSU football, yeah. And he said that he is very good.
And I've watched analysts and people who say he's very good. So, yeah, I'm good with it. I'll be fine with it. No big deal. Take Mansoor Delane.
Re-Jordan Tyson, watching some film on him. This dude is so freaking good. He was a cut from Deion Sanders when he got the Colorado job. Do you know that?
Jordan Tyson was?
He played his freshman year at Colorado, and wow. Deion cut him.
Wow. No, I didn't.
Well, maybe not cut him. Maybe he just transferred, but I don't want to be unfair to Deion.
One of those you're not good enough to be here. What,
I mean, I think that at the base level, he was in the room for that speech.
Bo, can't believe it. Can't believe that Prime would cut a talent like that.
I don't know.
The other name, Jermond McCoy, is the other corner. Well, let me throw this out at you based on what we were just talking about. What if, and CBS mocks them going back-to-back, Delane at 11, McCoy at 12. Delane's been getting all the talk now. What if the Chiefs take Jermond McCoy at 9? Same thing, right? You just trust their evaluation of a corner?
Basically. Do you know where he went to high school?
Is this going to be relevant to me?
Yeah, White House, Texas.
Okay.
Same place as Patrick Mahomes.
Okay. Interesting. You know Mahomes is in their ear. He has a tendency to do those things. Hey, you got to take this guy. I would trust, if they take a corner, I'll trust who they take. If they take Caleb Downs, we know he's a great player. If they move up to get Bailey or Reese, like we've seen enough of some of these guys where we can give it to you. If it's a corner or if it's a right tackle,
yeah,
you're just going to have to say, you know what? That's who they thought they should take, okay? Yep.
Right tackles and the positions like that are the worst for us for the TV world. Like, it's like, oh, they got Josh Simmons. Anybody have any Josh Simmons video? No, yeah. He has any Josh Simmons video.
Yeah. So the offensive line, real quick. The offensive line, there is no consensus on offensive line. It's all over the place. And that was one thing Veach brought up with a pocket is the offensive line. So he's telling you that there are linemen that they like, and then they feel like there's a drop-off. And I think just file that away, right? File that away. because I think if it's not an option at 9, and I think it's less of an option at 9, it'll be real interesting to see if it's an option at 29.
I mean, that tells me no.
Well, it tells you that they may like some there that they feel good about and they may be looking at there, but they're, you know, but they're not going to reach there. The fact that he talks about, and I forget the number of them, want to say he said around 10 was the number he gave that he felt like there was a pocket. He said it extends down to pick 35 or 40. I think they're probably more just about a lot to get through there, though. We got less than a week. We got plenty more to do there. Let's talk about this Will Howard story when we come back. He's not making K-State fans too happy right now. We'll tell you why.
This is Sports Radio KFH.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.